the number wonder down under for socks and has been for 20 years.
The police do a wonderful job. I'm a big fan of police officers. They are... They're law and order. Did you know that? They take care of the city.
Thank you.
And they deserve a big pat on the back. Sometimes, though, I think they're sent out on unnecessary missions. And one of those that was in the news yesterday afternoon, and it was in Brisbane, fortunately, our Victorian police officers weren't distracted with this kind of pedantic rubbish, but there was a store felt that they had been robbed by a customer. They believe that a customer had shoplifted a $21 item.
$21. You let that one slip.
They didn't let that slip. 3 weeks later, the couple who bought the item had the police knock at their door.
Oh.
And demand to see a receipt. And this is the thing now, in this cashless society, you don't often have receipts.
A statement or something.
Well, that's what ended up happening. So this couple had to get out all their bank records. And
$21.
Finally, they were able to show the police officers, there, that's the item, $21 from my bank account, we bought it.
Wow.
So just a massive waste of time.
Imagine the police officers driving to that going, God.
That's what I mean.
I didn't sign up for the academy for this. Like, I'm going to knock on a door for $20.
That's what I mean. Like shoplifting, not okay. Not okay in any way, shape or form. But to follow up with a police visit 3 weeks later.
And if you're going to shoplift, you wouldn't shoplift something for $20. You'd have a crack at something a bit more
expensive.
Well,
you wouldn't shoplift.
But I'm saying the people have obviously, if you're going to do it, you'd do it properly. You're not going to do it like you'd be stealing something better than that.
It just sounds like you're advocating shoplifting.
No, God, no.
Okay.
But so, I'm just saying, like, you're not going to go steal a packet of bloody Chewies,
well, I'd argue you would shoplift the easy stuff.
Really?
Argue the merits over what is good shoplifting.
I don't want to have this hypothetical conversation, but he opened the door and now I have to jump in and say, surely that's the stuff that people do shoplift, the easy, cheap, easy to grab things.
Nah.
Again, we do not condone this in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, no, don't.
But, Fev, this couple clearly wrongly accused. And when I worked at in the jury and watch department at Myer over in Eastland, back when I was at school, I used to see this all the time. So, because in jewellery and watches, that's one of the, in Myer, that's where all your fancy stuff is. Like, we'd have to pack up the gold and all the diamond jewels, like, overnight and lock them away in a... in a safe. I lost that. I lost the key one night, which is another story, and $10,000 worth of jewelry went missing.
Well, gee.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I should save that for another day. But we often had the security guards come in and going through people's bags, and they would crack it. Like, when you have somebody come up to you and say, excuse me, sir, madam, can I have a look through your bag? If you're innocent.
All you got to say is you got a warrant.
Have you got a warrant?
You can't check your personal.
I wonder if you can. That's a good point.
Well, you can't.
I think
I can't walk up to you and say, "Show me your bag." If I was not, you can't.
If store is entitled, if you're on their premises,
I watch a lot of CSI.
Really?
Yeah, you can't.
CSI is your reference.
No. NCIS. He's right. I remember this now. We had to wait for them to leave the store. So you'd ring the security guy and you'd go, hey, I think we've got a customer who's just shoplifted. And then the security guard would subtly follow them. And the second they walked out, they could walk up to them.
Can't do it in store.
But...
Because they haven't stolen it.
Well, you can't just be in the store the whole night, though.
You could be resting the product in your handbag. That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
I just popped it in here. She's with me now.
Doesn't
take
stealing
jewelry, Fev.
I am interested, though, if anybody feels that they've been wrongly accused and they'd like to have a vent about it. Did you feel like a shop assistant or maybe a security guard at a department store harassed you or maybe accused you wrongly of something? And how good is it when you find the receipt?
Yeah.
Share the story that neither Fev or I believed that you told us this morning.
Yeah, because we thought we might chat about this. One of my most horrific memories as a kid was all I was doing, I would have been about 10, I would have been in a local department store, and I was buying Christmas presents for all my classmates.
You don't buy things to anybody.
You've never bought a Christmas present for anyone in this team.
That is so
hurtful. Already we think you're lying.
We agreed not to do group gifts here. But anyway, so I'm there, and I'm just getting like little chocolates for all my mates. And then... this creepy looking lady was staring at me the whole time as if I had an intention of stealing all these gifts.
Well, she probably knew your family. And yeah, she probably knew
that your grandfather jumped off a ship.
Oh, like, can you not bring up my family tree? Anyway, it was scary.
You're there illegally.
No, when you're a kid, it's scary to have someone. Every time you turn over your shoulder, there's someone who looks like practically like a zombie following you around a department store.
That's why they were hiding in Cessnock.
No, it's not in Cessnock.
Yeah, particularly when you're buying 5-cent lollies for your mates.
101.9 The Fox.
Thief, what about this innocent couple interrogated by a store for a $21 purchase?
Well, and they found the receipt. But if police knocking at your door and saying, we believe you're a shoplifter, that's scary. And, you know, this would happen a lot. You know, even just when you leave a department store. This happened to me the other day. I was walking, I was at Doncaster, walking out of, I think it was Meijer or David Jones, and I had a bag and the buzzer went off. And you just go, oh, everyone's looking at you. Mm. Anyway,
You could steal a few things being pregnant. You just hide it and no one would know. I'll give you a jacket.
I know, but you're suggesting that I want to steal. I'm not a thief.
No, I'm just talking, I don't know.
I'm an honest, upright citizen.
Could you go to jail for stealing something?
No. Nah,
it'd just be like a little slap,
that's a
on,
slap
the
on the wrist.
Well, depends.
You wouldn't want to do it too often.
Roll the whole store, you'd probably end up in jail.
Ooh, roll. Is that a word from Cessnock?
Oh, well.
Do you roll a store on a shoplifter?
You just take the whole thing. You try to take everything. There'd be limits to what's just a little wrist slap.
No, I think shoplifting, you're not going to jail.
Oh, so you empty Meijer and you're not going to jail.
Well, no, that would be an armed robbery, surely.
Wouldn't be shoplifting.
Like that one you'd go to jail for.
Yeah, wouldn't steal anything.
Brenda, right. What are you talking about, Byron? You've taken this to
Stop
a wrong
trying
area.
To roll things. Yeah,
yeah. Brenda and Emerald. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Brenda. Now, this was your dad was wrongly accused of stealing.
Yeah, it was quite funny. It was obviously quite a few years ago. My dad was in a major department store and we get a phone call from him in security saying that he'd just been accused of stealing old batteries that he had in his pocket.
Batteries are expensive.
Yeah, well, they can be, but no, he didn't steal them. No, well, no, but I can assure you. No, I can assure you he didn't. What we had to do was that we actually had the receipt in the garbage bin and my brother and I had to sift through the bin to find the receipt to save his backside because my mum had to get a taxi up to the shop and save him because they had him locked up in a room.
Locked up. Outrageous.
Can I tell you something about batteries?
Please do. Is that for anything to do with what we're talking about?
No, of course not.
Remember when I used to when I called my kid Brenda for 24 hours,
yes.
By the way?
Yes.
Yeah. When batteries run out, so just say you've got the Energizer batteries or something. So anyway, they run out of your...
I need to go to the toilet. How long will this take?
Okay, so your remote control, yeah. Run out. Oh, your battery's low. Foxtel comes up. Oh, you've got 10 minutes left of your battery.
Yeah.
Put them in the fridge for 24 hours. Recharges.
For how long?
Play a song.
No. I want to know more.
Play a song.
How much juice do you get out of it?
You need to do a little quick.
Go, I do need to go. The toilet.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Firstly, Fev was just showing me some very impressive magic tricks off air.
Oh, wow.
He's very good. He's Illusions. A good magician. And you know what? Sometimes you don't know things about the people you work with closely. Right. I didn't know that Fev was a great musician. A magician.
Baby brain.
And we've got a new member of the team, albeit temporary, although he's doing such a good job.
Temporary.
He's very temporary. Impressive. Now, Shah, who does all our online content, all our social media, Charlotte's beautiful, and she's off travelling the world at the moment.
Good on her.
This having fun not. In Tokyo yeah, at the is. Moment. Will has been filling in and doing an incredible job, and we just learnt something about Will. Now, Will, could you please jump on a microphone out there?
Well, this is his debut on the show, Will.
It is. Welcome, Will.
Congrats on getting the gig. You're filling in.
Poor Shah didn't get on the show very much when she was here. No. Now, Will, could you please tell us, repeat to us and tell Melbourne, your full name?
I didn't think it was that interesting, but it's William Henry Rolston V.
Well...
William Henry Rolston V.
The fifth. There's another five people with that horrific name. Now,
they're all my relatives, yeah.
Now, that is fancy. Rolston. That is fancy already. I want to know more about this. So talk us through this. Are you from the aristocrats, like Rolston?
No, nothing particularly special.
Really?
It's
Are you
Scottish.
A White Walker?
No, not a White Walker. I'm just fifth generation with that name. My dad has it, his dad had it, et cetera, et cetera.
So if you have kids, are you going to name them as well?
Yeah, and I'd probably prefer to have like a senior, junior sort of setup.
Well, so you can't William change it. You've got to have the sixth.
No. If Will has a son and he'll be William Henry Rolston the sixth, and then he'll be William Jr. and Will be William
Gary
Sr.
Abbott style.
Yeah, it's like Gary and Gary.
Yeah, but they're not the fifth and the third and the second. They're just two of them.
This family's impressive.
You reckon?
The pressure's on, though. See, I had similarly, Will, I had a friend and he came from a series of Keiths. And my girlfriend married him, Lisa. And he said, Lisa, as we're getting married, you need to know that if we have a son, I have to call him Keith because all my great-great-great-great-grandmothers were Keith. Ooh. She said no. And that was the introduction of the first Archer.
But William's a beautiful name.
Yeah,
that's
Will,
a great
you can't
name.
Go wrong. So you're not fancy, not royal, not regal, nothing?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
You just
the middle
sound
name about?
Fancy.
Not sure. I think it's all just Scottish.
But if you dropped that name, that is an impressive sounding name. Yep. If you dropped that, if you went to the UK, for instance, and you wanted to hang out at the Dorchester Hotel, which is an exclusive hotel, if you walked in and said, hi, could I get a reservation for William Henry Rolleston V? You're going to get treated well,
yes.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I should probably run with it in full more often.
You should.
Don't do it in Australia, though, because we won't care.
131060, I'd love to hear, is there anyone else listening who has one of these fancy names? You've got a fancy name.
Okay, that makes you sound quite regal.
Well, yeah, like it's I reckon it's quite, I'm about to name a baby. I might think this through. Like get a fancy name and I think it might be an advantage. Or let's see how far back we can go with names.
Right.
So that's five generations of Williams in the Rolleston family. My girlfriend, they had about seven Keiths.
A lot of Keiths.
Now, is your family tree running with a name?
Oh, I like that.
And are you going to try, are you like the last Gary? Like you're like, I'm done now. We're done. No
yeah,
more
I'd
Garys.
Yeah, I'd be done with Gary.
We can't
do
this
again.
It'd
be like if you had a really famous name and you rang up like a restaurant and said, oh, I'm Fiona Box. They'd be like, ha ha, who are you really? Do you know what I mean? Like,
but if who's
you had,
Fiona Box?
I was just putting you
took
in.
Took us off topic.
But you would say Fifi, wouldn't you?
13, 10, 60.
Like if you were going to use my name, the one that's got the profile.
Well, whatever. What do you have to unpack everything for?
Here we go. 131060. Give us a call right now. Oh, we can already see. Hey, I don't want to give away too much of what's coming up, but I can see a Nathaniel coming up, and that's pretty impressive already.
I can see a Jacques.
131060.
I said Jakes.
1019. The Fox.
The fancy Fox. Names are fun, and there's Melburnians getting around with fancy names, like Will, our social media online guru at the moment, is William Henry Rolleston V. That is impressive. Now we've got Alyssa from Oakley. Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Alyssa. Now, Alyssa, is this your partner you're going to out with a fancy name?
Yes, it is. His full name is Nathaniel Jacques Benito Cray.
Oh, that's nice. Is he?
Sounds sexy, doesn't it?
It is. Is he?
Imagine rolling that off.
International?
He's French Italian. Well, his family's French Italian.
Sexy.
Jacques and Benito. That is impressive.
I'll tell you another French Italian name.
Yep.
My dad. Yeah. It's average.
No, it's good.
What's his middle? What's his full name?
His name is Angelo Matthew Mark Fevola.
That's brilliant. I mean, there's two very Anglo names in the middle.
Yeah. Like, isn't it? I think they just chucked them in there.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Is it
the whole Bible?
Is it possible your grandma was reading the Bible when she named Ange?
I'm not quite sure.
That's lazy.
Matthew, well, Mark. French. All she needed to add was Luke and John, and it was a hat trick.
Angie, Mark, Matthew, come here. It's like three kids.
Fiona in Hampton Park. Hi, Fee.
Hi, Fee. How you going?
Yeah, okay. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good. Now, please tell us. Now, this is your son's name.
This is my son's name, poor thing.
What have you,
you named him.
What have you called him?
It is Merrick Francis John James Gardner.
Wow. Oh, I like it.
Imagine him on the roll call.
It's all the middle names of all the grandfathers and the fathers.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it just doesn't fit on an application form.
No.
There's so many letters.
Bet it doesn't. Now, Fee, I have to ask, because they're all great names, Merrick, Francis, John and James. How did Merrick get the front running?
He should have actually been Nate, but I'd said that name so many times in my head, I thought, oh, my God, if he's a bugger of a kid, I can't stand the name. So one week out before having him, we were watching The Chronicles of Riddick, and I wanted to call my son Riddick, and my husband's like, sounds so ridiculous.
Okay.
So anyway,
So he gave him five names instead.
Yeah.
Have you had any other boys?
No. I worked out what causes the problem and only had one, so that's it.
There we go.
I don't think she likes her kids that much.
101.9 The Fox.
This is just one of the great giveaways ever.
Cleaning out the office and we stumbled on some treasure. Thousands of CDs for your listening pleasure. Our boss, she said she wants to chuck them out.
F***ing CDs everywhere, they're going in the bin.
We only have 1 week till they all disappear. Fifi, Fev and Byron had a great idea. Now you could own this piece of history. Win all our CDs. Fox is cleaning out the cupboard. You'll win all of these. Peter, Andre, and some others. We are making room. And the boss wanted it to bin them. Well, we don't agree. So instead, you can win them.
Ah, yes.
Well done, Leon.
What a coup saying that you own the Fox FM CD library. Every CD that's ever come through this radio station. All the CDs that have been played on the radio since the start. I mean, when this radio station launched. Back in the day, Byron, when these were our commercials. Remember this ad?
Oh, this was a huge campaign for the Fox. Here we go.
Get a lift with the Fox. 101.9 Fox FM. Have a good time with the Fox.
With the Fox. Ain't it good to be with friends?
Get a lift.
Get a lift.
With the Fox.
With the Fox.
101.9 Fox FM.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Obviously, I am biased, but I don't mind saying this, and I believe it is true. We are the heritage FM station in this town.
Yep.
I grew up listening to the Fox. Some other FM stations have come. They've changed their names. They've just, you know, tried to jump into the market. But the Fox has been here the whole time. It's actually the backbone of Melbourne.
It is.
I should work in our marketing department.
You should work in our marketing department.
That was really good. That was excellent.
But anyway, we've got this library. We want to chuck it out. So who wants it?
Yeah, and the way we're doing it, guys, I think is absolutely fantastic. In fact, can we formally announce that the means in which we're giving this away right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
Leon came in and just said that before.
Yeah. It's going to be like a jelly
bean. Well, let's do it.
Yeah, well, we will. You just interrupted. We're in the middle of doing it.
Oh, for God's sake.
So, Fev, what we're going to do is, now this is great. It's old school because Fox is old school. We've been here for a while. Now, in the same vein that you would guess how many jelly beans are in a jar.
Very good.
Guess how many CDs are in the Fox FM CD library.
Brilliant.
That's all you need to do to win it.
So much fun. And there's thousands of them.
Now, there's a photo. Will's taken a William Henry Rolston V has taken a photo of our CD collection. So jump on Instagram, Facebook, online, our
just
website.
Instagram.
Or just Instagram.
Yep.
Just pop it everywhere, no?
No, just Instagram.
It'll get everywhere. It'll be huge.
I'm sure William Henry the Rolston V has a reason for that. But so jump on, have a look. You might be able to count if you can zoom in.
Mate, there is...
look how many there are. I don't think you're counting.
We're not sure. Anyway, have a guess.
All right, great. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron on the Fox. Now, we said, seeing we've got the CD player here and the CDs are ready to rock, we should just play one from the collection. Is that...
Yeah, great. Leon, walk one in.
Can you get one from the middle down the bottom? Thank you. Okay. Right. No, yes. All the way down the bottom.
They're all numbered,
I want it all
Fev,
the way down the bottom.
Can you see that? They've all got numbers on them.
Oh, that bit of a... Oh, that.
Got it. Okay,
what happened
stuff.
There?
He's
here he comes. What's he brought
the Leaning Tower of CDs just fell down.
Any old one. So
this
we'll
is
see.
Like random. Okay.
What's he got?
Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Byron, could you please put on Roy Orbison's In Dreams, The Greatest Hits?
Okay.
Why don't we go with the... look, classic. Number tune... Where is it? 15. Pretty Woman.
Bang.
So I've got to cue it up. I've got to go to
cue
15.
Cue it up. It's track 15. Why did Roy put Pretty Woman as track 15? Sure, you'd put that as track one.
Media. So everyone listens.
Okay, guys, media is still reading. It's just still reading the disc.
It's very clunky, isn't it?
Sorry, guys.
Do you know how to use a CD player?
Yeah, here we go.
Should have prepared
here we go.
Earlier.
Feels good. Here we go.
101.9 The Fox.
A stunning story in the news today. Apparently, Uber Air is going to launch. They've announced that Melbourne will be the first international city to trial the service. Now, when I say Uber Air, I mean Jetson style.
Meet George Jetson, his son Elroy.
City workers will be able to step on to a Melbourne CBD rooftop and book a 10-minute flight to the airport for less than $100.
Like, so it's equivalent. It's equivalent to a catching a chopper to the
yeah,
races.
It is actually.
They got Uber chopper. Same thing
for $100. Now they're saying this will start. Flights will start from 2020. So
that's 6 months.
Just yeah, Fev, you're right. Now
I like it.
I don't believe it. I look up in the sky and I see commercial airlines coming out of Tullamarine and Essendon. Yep. I'm not seeing Uber Air little planes carrying around people like taxis.
How would it work? Would they have to like put all, I don't know, like
well,
string?
Where's your traffic control?
Traffic, you've got to have traffic lights up there. How's that going to work?
I agree. It seems madness. It doesn't make
like
sense.
Like floating balloons out of traffic lights or something.
Well,
because you can't just have 100 Ubers flying around in the
air. It'll be mayhem.
Because it would be chaos.
Yeah, it'd be chaos. Haven't thought
I don't
about
believe
this,
it. This doesn't seem true.
So it's just not happening as far as you're concerned.
As far as I'm concerned.
Is this fake news?
This won't happen.
Do you reckon Uber's just put it out there so people go, oh, Uber, and they just want to catch Uber? Do you reckon it's a branding thing?
Well, see, I love Uber. I'm a big fan, particularly of their Uber Eats franchise.
Their Uber Eats franchise, which I'm the number one percentile of
you're their biggest
order
customer.
Literally.
Do you know there's drones that are going to be going around instead of the drivers. They pick up your food. They peg it onto the bat, yeah, and they drop it off to your house. I've got one that just floats around my house. There's Uber drop-offs.
Well, I don't get that. Why? But don't put the guys and girls who are drivers out of work. Why does everything have to be automatic?
Well, they're going to be driving around with food bags. People are going to be driving around, flying around in Uber Air.
Imagine the crashes that are happening in the sky.
Do you know what would be the best?
What?
If you're in an Uber flight for 10 minutes and you order your Uber Eats drone and it comes in and drops off in the middle of the air, you could have air food. like hey, business class.
That's good.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Hey, this ties in to the severe weather that's heading our way. Frozen 2, the movie. I'm as excited about this as most six-year-old girls because I love Frozen the movie. I've watched it millions of times. My daughter watches it with me. We just love it together. And Frozen 2, we all know, we've known for a while, it's coming to cinemas in November. We should have a Frozen 2 party.
Well, we had a Frozen 1 party.
Yeah.
And I dressed up as Olaf.
I'd love that.
That's right.
You were Elsa.
Dave was Olaf.
That's right.
Little Anthony Kalea sung the Frozen song to all your little kiddies.
That's right.
I am very excited about this because the new trailer has dropped. Now, I've yet to see it or hear it. But if you haven't either, how excited, you won't be able to see it because this is radio, but let's have Thank a you. Listen to what the new Frozen 2
Wonder what I was doing.
Trailer sounds
Yeah, watch,
like.
Watch this. Here we go.
Elsa, the past is not what it seems. You must find the truth. Go north, across the enchanted lands, and into the unknown. Careful.
Mate, if Elsa is brothers with Jon Snow in the north.
Elsa doesn't have a brother.
Yeah, well, hey, her past is not what it seems. I reckon her sister's not her sister.
No,
I reckon dad strayed.
I'm hoping.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be a plot line in a Disney film for children.
Maybe.
The past is not what it seems. Maybe her parents are still alive. That's what I'd like to happen because that's a sad.
Just I reckon she was found just on the side. Careful. She might have been found in a basket or something and not really her parents.
Well, like Moses in the Bible,
Mate,
just in the basket in the
reeds.
You've
got to recreate everything with a little bit of bit of a twist. That's
You're
how
right.
movies work.
Oh, this is so exciting. You know how big a fan I am of Disney movies. Cannot wait for this, the countdown for Frozen 2. And any chance to play our regular segment on this show.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Belt out your favourite Disney song. Like Nikki from Carrum Downs did a few weeks ago with the Aladdin classic. You've got a friend. No, that's not You've Got a Friend in Me.
That's Aladdin, isn't it?
Well, this was a memorable performance. I can't remember who sung it.
You've Got a Friend in Me is from Aladdin.
Never
Toy
Had
Story.
A Friend Like Me. Never Had a Friend Like Me.
I don't think this is Nikki. Anyway, just play whoever this is from Aladdin.
It was very good.
Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this out their little hat? Can your friends go
whoo? Brilliant.
That's a Robin Williams classic from that movie. Fantastic. Gosh, I love this. I'm hoping we get some. Remember, guys, you can do a Frozen song, Moana.
Why don't you do a Frozen song to kick us off?
Oh, which one would you like?
I know the famous one.
How many do
let
you know?
It go, but let everyone it go. Knows Let It Go. Do you want me to go?
I want you to sing it.
What,
sing it for your baby.
Well, okay, where shall I come in? At the chorus?
A very okay. short.
Let it go.
Make it very short.
far Jeez, out. The guys, the words Sorry. Have escaped me. How That's does okay. it start?
Let it go.
No.
Here the world comes tumbling down.
That's not how the lyrics go. Let it go, let it go. Oh, yeah. baby okay, brain, no, I'm really struggling.
Definitely room for improvement. 131060 is the number. Give us a call.
Oh, I've really let myself down.
Nice
there.
Of Fev to put you on the spot, though.
Yeah,
thank
I,
you.
I just thought she'd have it in her, like.
Well,
a little,
I do. Not look at me.
Feel like John Wayne.
Do you have any other Disney ones up your sleeve? Forget Frozen. Just pull one out of
what would
your
you
trick
like?
Bag. Anything out of your trick bag.
Let it go.
Stop talking.
Okay. What have I got?
Moana.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every say da 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 da.
Don't know the next verse.
Good stuff.
Well done. Good start. That's what we need.
131060. Give us a call now. Disney Oki, your songs are next.
1019. The Fox.
Could we please play our Disney Oki intro?
Sure.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Now, this is gorgeous to kick off Disney Oki this morning. We have from Geelong, Emily, aged 10, and Grace, aged 8. Hi, Emily and Grace.
Hi, Mum.
Are you sisters or are you friends?
We're friends.
A little bit of talk over.
Sisters or friends?
Sisters.
Oh, gorgeous. Oh, your parents must be so proud of you girls. Now, you're going to sing the song that I was struggling with.
Yeah, we had a bit of
earlier.
Trouble, didn't we, Boxy?
I just couldn't get my a baby brain, couldn't get around performing Let It Go. But are you girls excited about Frozen 2 coming out? The new movie?
Yeah.
Good chat. No, they okay. are. They are, Faith. Definitely excited.
Here we go, girls.
There's
this is your chance to perform your favourite Disney song, Let It Go. Off you go.
Go, girls.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Can't do it when you slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the snowman burn. The cold never
bothered him anyway.
Beautiful.
Wow, that was
gorgeous, girls. How fun was that singing on the radio?
Really fun.
Girl, you girls nailed that.
Good
we
stuff.
Forgot the words, didn't we, Boxy?
We did. You put me on the spur of the moment.
Yeah, I forgot them too, though. But
I
now
know.
I've got it back in my brain.
You could sing it now.
Now, just a warning with this next one.
Yes.
The song that Alicia from Melton is going to perform, last time we heard this song, Fifi bawled her eyes out.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful song.
This could get emotional here, guys.
Alicia, welcome to Disney Oki.
Hi.
Now, you're singing a song from Dumbo.
Yeah, my girls love it, so I'm singing it for them.
Gorgeous. Okay. Oh, Alicia, you're going to make me cry already.
Here's the song. Now, keep an eye on Fev. I can't see her because she's lying on a couch under the desk there, Fev. But this is the song. Is she crying? Just let us know. How's she going?
She's laughing.
Fev's looking at me, so I'm laughing.
Okay.
Do you remember when the elephant was behind the in the jail and the mum couldn't get
in?
She's not crying quite yet, but last time she was here, this was Fife crying last time.
Oh, you have to get her out of chains. She has to be with her child. Oh, dang. And there's music. I can now just hear a beautiful song.
Yeah, she's gone. Song.
Okay, Alicia, off you go with a beautiful song.
I'm probably going to destroy it.
No, you'll be gorgeous.
Okay.
Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart. never to part, baby of mine.
It's beautiful. Fee's sobbing. Fee's sobbing.
Fee is literally bawling your eyes out.
You got me. That made me cry.
That was beautiful,
that was
Alicia.
So beautiful, Alicia.
Ooh, do you intense. Sing that to your kids, Alicia, when you're watching?
I do sing that to my kids.
Oh, I'm going to sing that to my kid. I'm going to do that to Trixie tonight.
Okay, well, she don't make her cry.
I wonder if I'll cry when I sing it to her.
Okay.
Oh, it's aww. So beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone who
what
was involved.
What a great way to end the show.
Good happy finish there to the show.
And then we go out in our car. It's pouring rain. It's going to be 110 kilometre winds.
It's a flattening day, isn't it? Dear. Anyway, you're right, Fief. Just want to make sure you're okay.
Do you know what's going to pick us up, though? Top 9 at 9.
It's not called that. It's called the free-for-all.
Underworks, the number wonder, down under, for socks, and has been for 20 years.